Hello, everyone, and welcome. And today we have Yitz Epstein, life coach at the Psychological Healing Center. And by the way, I'm Dr. Judy Rosenberg. I am the founder of the Psychological Healing Center and creator of the Be the Cause Mind Map System for Healing Human and Global Disconnect. And today, Yitz and I are going to be talking about healing globally and how important it is for us to heal our individual wounds so that as a united humanity, we can get somewhere. So I want to start with a quote from my book, Be the Cause, Healing Human Disconnect, which is, by the way, available to everyone. You can download it off of my website, psychologicalhealingcenter.com. And this is free for you. It's a PDF. And here is what I have to say about healing globally. And it's in my book on page 187, just for you to know. As a human race, we have become fragmented into nations, religions, social classes, politics, and races. This fragmentation has resulted in clash and fallout in the form of human atrocities. Although we have been able to soar to unlimited heights in many areas of human endeavor, we have yet to accomplish the final and most important frontier, to come together as a united humanity. So this was the original intention of the mind map. And if you go to healingglobaldisconnect.com, you can see the global version of the mind map. And I want to jump right into it. Yitz, thank you, first of all, for being such an instrumental piece of work with healing human disconnect, especially narcissistic abuse, which, from my definition, is a system gone wrong. And it's a system where parents put their own needs before the needs of their own children and create a feeling of apathy. Or I should say, a non-feeling of apathy, which really messes people up.
100%. Thank you for having me, Doctor. It's an honor.
Yeah. So look, we're looking from a macro perspective down to a micro and looking at the micro injuries and how that creates a macro crazy fallout of global disconnect, wars, and so on. And we know what's going on. Today is, July 22nd, 2020. We're still in the midst of our pandemic and lots of disconnection there and a lot of pain on a global level. So let's try to dissect it, mind map it, if you will. And so maybe, Yitz, you can describe the five childhood wounds and how that just grows so cancerous and ends up clashing into human atrocities.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, the way to get human connection is to, I believe, remove the things that are disconnecting us from other people. And then, of course, childhood, we learn what it means to connect to other people by the way we are connecting to mom and dad. So the way we are disconnecting from mom and dad is going to set us up for a lifetime of how we connect to other human beings. So if there's an awkward connection or a disconnect from mom and dad, the five categories are physical abuse, emotional, and verbal. We have sexual abuse, abandonment, and smothering. So these categories are how we identify how you have been disconnected from mom and dad and how you have been, how you have learned to connect to other people, maybe in an awkward way. We want to correct that because what health is and what healing human disconnect is about being your authentic self and connecting to other people in their authentic self. And when we're forced to create defense mechanisms and awkward, faulty relationship patterns, we're not really able to be our authentic self. And when that's the case, the connection's awkward, leads to breakdowns. So in order to correct that, in order to have healthy human connection on a mass scale, we have to remove the barriers to that, which are these defenses and these barriers to mom and dad early on.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go from micro to macro. So we're starting with wounds such as physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, neglect, smothering and controlling. And then if you take this on an international scale, we're talking about massive cultural wounds. We're talking about massive religious wounds. We're talking about massive political wounds. We're talking about massive race wounds. We're talking about massive economic wounds. And so where does this all start from? I believe it starts on a micro scale and then magnifies through the lens of our humanity. And we need to create a paradigm shift around this. And my idea originally back in 2001 was to create a united humanity. I called it join the human race, but I want to correct that to mean join the humane race, because although we are all human, we unfortunately don't behave humanely. And I want to continue to have podcasts out there about how to live the mind map way.
Yep.
So can you see how this is a micro problem?
Yep.
And then clashing and meeting head on in some very, very horrific human atrocities.
Well, you know, the world is made up of relationships. That is what makes up the world. So if the model of relationships is faulty, if we've been taught a way of being and seeing that's not healthy, then that's the place to start. And 100%, it starts with the micro. It starts with the inner child, us, who is really, who, when there's wounds, when there's faulty belief systems, when we feel rage and anger and we do not know what to do with it, when we feel shame and we feel like we need to hide ourselves and we, that connection is threatening and vulnerability is something to be avoided, we are set up for disconnection. And so 100%, I agree, it starts in childhood. The problem is that there are so many painful emotions. There's so many ideas, thoughts, and confrontations that need to happen in order to work through childhood that most people would much rather create defense mechanisms and avoid their past, avoid their parents, avoid their family of origin, avoid those questions, avoid themselves, which really those things need to happen if a person is going to shift that paradigm shift into health. So while it's not an easy thing to do to shift, it's very necessary. And with your amazing, powerful, you know, mind map therapy system, there's a method to do it. So now we have no excuses of humanity. Each individual, there's a method, there's a pathway. It's very clear. It's drawn out, beautiful, you know, really just a beautiful art piece showing you this is where you are and this is where you need to go and here's how to get there.
So it's amazing because, of course, you and I deal with the micro problems of marital discord and father-infant disconnect, family disconnect, friendship disconnect, corporate disconnect. So sometimes I myself wonder, geez, if we can't even get along with our own mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and even ourselves, yeah, how the heck are we supposed to get along with people of different cultures and religions and socioeconomic status and political isms and so on? And so I like to refer to our isms as these institutions, political, religious, cultural. And I think that there must be a way where we could still personally enjoy our isms, whether they be religious or race or political or any kind of ism. It's just that when we use our isms to smash and demean and devalue and destroy, literally kill other human beings, we're having a global problem.
Yeah, correct. And it manifests itself in many different ways, but I believe what you're saying right now is the core. So once you can fix it, once you can heal it at a core causal level, everything else falls into place.
So I'm thinking that a paradigm shift is necessary, a global paradigm shift. So I'm suggesting and would like feedback, please, from you listening. You can write at info@psychologicalhealingcenter.com. And my idea is to create a consciousness called, number one, we're human beings. So join the human race.
Before we are a religion, and before we are a gender, before we are in really any identity, we are human, and that's what connects us. So unless we're connecting over our humanity, we're disconnecting over our ego identity.
Yeah, this is a huge problem to take on. I'm willing to take it on. I've been thinking about it for many years, and one ism that is so important that I didn't bring up is sexism, the clash between the female, the male, that energy. And that's huge, and I think we should do more podcasts on this. So I think that if everyone can commit to being human, more importantly, humane, then we're off to a healing start. So with your participation, I want to continue this subject. Please go to my website, my other website, healingglobaldisconnect.com. We're working on it, and we want to make not only an individual impact in healing. The Psychological Healing Center and the Mind Map System is dedicated to making a paradigm shifting global impact.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for participating. We will continue. Want to hear from everybody. This is a huge topic, and obviously I can't do it alone. Yitz can't do it alone. We need your thoughts and participation.